Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with T. Ross.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, it's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are okay wherever you guys are tonight. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. And I'm encouraged tonight. I hope you guys are encouraged as well. Just hanging in with me, Yeah, so let me first of all say it feels good to be here. And I'm just going to play a little bit of this behind me. I'm talking, you know, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to come. I don't know if you, about you, but it's been a pretty good week, and I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for everything that God is doing in my life, my ministry, and, you know, guys, you know, I've seen this. I was like, Lord, what are you going to do, and my life? And guys, you know, it's a daily walk. And like I've said before, you know, it's not easy sometimes. But there's so many life lessons. There's so many lessons that God wants to teach us. And what's keeping us from moving forward? What's keeping you from saying, let me go to the next level in my life? Next level with God. Good evening, my dear. And I hope you guys are blessed today. And blessed. And listen, you woke up today. You might not feel it, but let me tell you, you are indeed blessed. But there's something here. You did not wake up today. I can say this myself. I am definitely encouraged. You know, right now, what happened if you had. The thought that came to mind and came to my heart was this. Nothing in this life is me. You can have people in life who might say, we feel like people see our privilege. We don't understand and recognize. But thing we cannot forget about, and that is this: nothing is like so God, at some point gotta recognize that we're here by the grace of God, and nothing is free. There's a price that has been paid for everything that you have, that we have. There's a cost. There is a cost. I think sometimes we forget that we act as if we're privileged, as if we're not supposed to have some ups, as if we're not supposed to have some downs. What's going on, Brandon? What's going on? So tonight's message, guys, tonight is this. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing is like free. You know, often said tonight, right? People, we, first of all, let me say happy birthday to my brother, Deji. What's up, Deji? Happy birthday. Often said tonight, people, we sometimes forget about what we do have when we see that someone else has something different than what we have. But have you ever considered the price it costs for that person to attain what they do have? Now, have you considered what it would take for you to attain it? Just think about it, about this. You know, guys, you know, one thing that, you know, I'm just going to do what it is that God's placed in my heart to do. And I'm just going to share this message with you guys. Because I always say this message is for me first. So I preach to myself. Pretty much preachers, listen, the message that they're giving to people are really for them first. You know, it's for us to think first. You know, it's for us, for the people who come through. You know, nothing in this life is free. Thought about it. Have you ever just stopped and thought, you know, just looked around you and just thought? I just encourage you, just look around you and just think. Think about what you see in front of you. Think about what you have. This hot is coming. Hot. Think about what you have, what's around you. And then think, how did you get it? How did you get what you had? Did you work for it? Did you inherit it? Did you inherit whatever you have from someone? Listen, how do you have it? You know why am I saying this? Sometimes, guys, we just have to stop and just think about it. We have to stop and think. All that you have, where did it come from? Did you work hard? Did you sweat? Did you go to work every day? How do you have what you have? It was definitely a blessing from God, right? And give thanks to God. Just think about it. So even before I even go into this part, what's going on? For those who are coming on, hey, Mom, for those who are coming through, the message is this. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. You know, and I have to say this for myself. You know, when you really just think about it and you just really just look at your life and you just look at everything that you have, man, we are blessed just to be here tonight. Because nothing in this life is free. Whatever you have, it costs something. It costs something. I'm going somewhere with this tonight. Whatever you have, it costs something. So I'm just going to encourage you just to stop where you are. Look around you. How did you get these things? Some of these things are blessings. Some of these things, I mean, what God has given me, I consider it to be blessings. Some of these things were given to me. Sometimes people gave it away free. Some of these things I worked hard for. Some things were gifts. But the question is this. Is it free? Is what you have really free? Because I think sometimes we act privileged as if we're supposed to have these things. But there's someone out there who doesn't have what you have. That song, Be Grateful, comes to my mind. Be grateful. But listen to this. That whole mentality of acting like we deserve it or privileged. Listen, guys, it costs something. It costs something. I'm going to read to you Philippians chapter 2, verses 12. And I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I appreciate you guys are coming through. I know as people, the kids are going back to school and so many different things are happening. I appreciate you guys who are able to come through and stick around. Philippians 2:12 says this, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. The scripture tonight, you know, you can apply to this message. Nothing in this life is free. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Everything you have, your salvation, it's not free. The things you have in front of you, someone paid a price for it. It's not free. There's a give and take. Whether it's a give and take on the front end, give and take in the middle, or give and take at the end, there's a give and take. Guess what? Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Everything costs. This word I'm going to use tonight, investment. Investment. What's going on? Good evening, Trina. Investment. Guess what? God made an investment in you. You might be going through something. You might be feeling like, Lord, you know, I'm ready to give up on myself. But I want to encourage you tonight that God made an investment in you. And the reason why I'm saying this, guys, for real, you know, I just don't want us to go through life acting as if we're privileged, acting as if bad things might not happen. You know, Jesus said things are going to happen, but guess what? He's overcome the world. And we can overcome the world because Jesus has overcome the world. You know, nothing in this life is free. Guess what? God made an investment. Keyword, investment in you. So guess what? There's a purpose for you. God has a purpose. And I want to encourage you, let's become kingdom-minded, not look at it as from the world standard. Like, you know, this person has to have this person has to have that in order to feel like they are loved or invested in. Guess what? God made an investment in use, in you. Wherever you are right now, say, God has made an investment in me. What's going on, Timothy? What's going on, Minister Timothy? You know, God has made an investment in you, and you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that tonight. But indeed, nothing in this life is free. And I think sometimes, guys, we just go on through life and we act like we're supposed to have this, we're supposed to have that, this person has that. How come I don't have that? I want us to become focused on what we're supposed to do. Got to serve God. Obey God. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Do unto others as you have them doing to you. Listen. God made an investment in you. You know, Romans chapter 5:8. You know, and then, I don't know about you. Sometimes you have to go back and read some scriptures again just to get into your spirit. Because sometimes, guys, we become so busy, but I want to encourage you. Just let's not act like as if we're privileged, as if it's supposed to happen. You know, someone's asking to come on. Who's asking to come on here? All right. What's going on, Neil? You know, so, guys, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So listen to this. He gave his life for you, and he gave his life for me when we weren't even thinking about him. When we were saying, look, I want to do what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to do that. But listen, he gave his life. He made an investment in us. While we were yet sinners, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Guess what? He made an investment for you. He died for us. He died for you, even when we were not thinking about serving him. Even when we were not even thinking about him, he gave his life. He knew that we were going to need help. He knew that was the only way to reconcile man with God because of sin. God made an investment in you. Jesus made an investment in you. So don't think that you are not important to God. Don't think that God does not love you. You might be going through some things, but I want you to understand, he paid the ultimate price. Jesus paid the ultimate price. God made an investment in you. Jesus made an investment in you. He gave his life when you weren't even thinking about it. Giving something so precious to someone or to people who aren't even or who weren't even thinking about it. But he knew that we could not make it without him. He knew it had to be done in order to reconcile man with God, God with man. You know, God formed you and created you. God formed you and created you. He made an investment because he created you. He created you. You're here for a purpose. And I don't know about you, but am I the only one who's been thinking about purpose? What is my purpose? Lord, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? What's going to happen when things happen, when it's time to go over? What's going to happen? And God's like, you are here. I don't understand everything else, but I understand that I've been created and formed in God's own image. I've been created and formed by God, so there's a purpose for my being here. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. You know, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says, you are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things by your will. They were created and have their being. Listen, you were created for a purpose. You know, listen, guys, this is what I was thinking about this morning. You know, we cannot get to heaven with a coupon. You know, sometimes I think that some of us act like as if we have this coupon. Well, I'm holding on to this coupon so I can get to heaven. I'm holding on to, I've been good and I've done this, I've done that. Let me tell you, you're not going to be able to get to heaven with that coupon. You're not going to be able to receive God's blessings because I've been good, so here's my coupon. Some of us are thinking that we can hold on to these things. We can hold on to, you know, that scripture says about working out salvation and that whole thing about coupons. Some of us love coupons because we can get some deals. Listen, you're not going to get into heaven with a deal. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of the Lamb. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15, it says this, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows to cause trouble and defile many. Listen, without holiness, man cannot see the Lord. Listen, guys, it doesn't matter what you've done. It's a matter of how are you living. How are you living? Listen, God has made an investment in you. It's not a quick fix or like it's going to be easy or like you should be able, it should come easy, it should be easy. Listen, it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always be easy, but listen, he said he's with us. We have the comforter. Reason why am I saying this? I just want to encourage you that God formed and created you. And it's about your heart. Your heart. You know, without holiness, man will not see the Lord. Listen, guys, God's made an investment in you. You know, sometimes, guys, I think we act as if we're supposed to get things. Things are supposed to be given to us, and it doesn't always work like that. That whole thing about the coupon thing. You know, you're not going to be able to pull out a coupon. Lord, I've done this. I did that. I did this. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? You know, guys, listen, God loves you. God loves you. He made an investment in you. In you. He made an investment. He made an investment. That's the kind we're supposed to use our gifts. That's the kind we're supposed to use the things that he's given us, the talents. Use those talents so it can multiply. So when at the end, when we do face him, we say, I've done this. I've done this for you, Lord. You know, I've used this, and here's your return. Here are, you know, use what God has given you. But it's about the heart. But I want you to understand today that nothing is free. Nothing is free. you know, we have to give an account for everything we do, right? Everything. Everything you say and everything you do. I want to encourage you tonight that God loves you. Why am I saying this? Because, guys, listen, people still commit suicide. People are still hurting themselves. People still self-sabotage. But I want to encourage you tonight that God loves you. And it's not a death sentence when I say nothing in this life is free. I just want you to understand that we have to understand that there's a price for everything under the sun. Just like you pay for things to receive things, guess what? Listen, you work, you pay. And sometimes when you're not able to, people give. But listen to this, nothing in this life is free. And sometimes we act as if we are privileged. Listen, some days we're going to have some hard days. But what should encourage us in this season is understand that God has made an investment in us, that he loves you. That he loves you. And he sent his son to die on the cross for you. You know, guys, really, you know, investment. I was talking with someone today, and we're talking about how I've talked about with you guys, and what is in your hand. You know, David didn't know how to take the life out, but what he had those smooth pebbles, those rocks. He took what he had, and he exercised his faith, and God did the rest. But he had to do something. I just want you to understand, nothing in this life is free, and God has given you everything that you need. It's in you. He's created you. It's there. I just want to encourage you not to give up. That's what I want to encourage you. Yourself up. You know, and I'm going to listen to this. Romans 8:28 says this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Listen, God's going to work it out for you. He loves you. He loves you. He's made an investment in you. And the most important investment, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That's John 3:16 and 17. I love that, especially John 3:16 and 17. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. And then God, I love 17, for God has sent his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Not to condemn, but that the world might be saved. It's about salvation, not condemnation, but salvation. Saved, to be saved. Listen, God made an investment in you. He sent his son. And his son made an investment by dying for us while we were yet sinners, still sinners. Christ died for us. So nothing is free. Just think about it. Nothing is free. And then when you think about that investment, I think about this. Your parents, your loved ones, somebody made an investment in you. Someone. It might not have been your parents. It might not have been your loved ones. But I believe that someone in your life made an investment in you. You know, we are products of our environments, right? We are products of our parents, who are products of their parents, and so on. Think about generations. We are products. So you have what you have. You just think about it. Your great-great, and you can keep on going down, grandparents, and those who, I say this, some might have not grown up in the best conditions, especially for our our, what's up, Lyndon? Especially for, what's going on, Dr. T? Especially for our, what's up, Neil? For our ancestors, forefathers who were in slavery. Listen, someone made an investment. Someone, think about wherever you are right now at this moment. Guess what? Someone made an investment in you. And guess what? You are products of that investment. And they invested in you because they loved you. You make an investment in people that you love and you care about. If you don't care about them, then you don't make an investment. But we make those investments in people that we care about. And guess what? Someone sacrificed for something that you have. You know, this topic, this point right here is that your parents, loved ones, or someone made an investment in you. And guess what? Someone sacrificed for you to have what you have. When I think about my mother, I think about her sacrifices as a single parent. You know, guess what? Someone sacrificed for you to have what you have. And listen, this, at some point in your life, if your parents were there, both parents are there, or one was there later, guess what? Someone still sacrificed for you to have something. It's time for us to stop acting as if we should have what we have. And just recognize that people, someone has sacrificed for you to have what you have. Someone worked two or three jobs. Someone scrubbed toilets. Someone worked jobs they did not want to work, but they wanted to make sure they had something for their children, to give to their children, to invest in their children, because guess what? They wanted the children to have something that they did not have. You know, one of the things I would always hear my mother say was that she made the investment because she wanted to make sure that I went further along than what she did, from where she had gone, what she had acquired. And guess what? She poured into me. I am who I am today because my mother. And also, I got to give some props to my father as well. You know, listen, guys. Someone sacrificed for you to have what you have. You know, let's stop acting as if we are privileged, as if we're supposed to have these things, and just recognize that someone possibly did not eat to make sure that you ate. Someone did not sleep that much to make sure that you had clothes to go to school. Someone sacrificed to make sure that you didn't have to pay anything for college. Guess what? Someone sacrificed for you to have what you have, and nothing is free. Nothing is free. Someone planted a seed, and guess what? Someone watered it. Think about what you have. Someone invested something in you. Someone might have told you, guess what? You are going to make it. And they might have invested, whether it was a little bit. Guess what? It wasn't free. Because it came at a cost for that other person who gave it. You might say, no, it didn't. They had plenty of it. But guess what? It belonged to them. It didn't belong to you. So guess what, guys? Understand the principle. You reap what you sow. You plant that seed, whether it's positive or negative. Guess what? Whether you're going to water that seed that's negative or positive, guess what's going to happen? Something's going to come up. Something's going to grow from that. So it's very, very important that we understand what we are feeding ourselves, what's being planted into our spirits. What are we watering? Are we watering fear? Are we watering doubt? You know, you're never going to make it. We just work. That thought comes, the enemy, or someone might come and say, you know what? You're never going to amount to anything. And then we internalize it. I'm never going to amount to anything. And we start feeding that. Oh, that situation happened, and that reminds me that nothing's going to ever happen for me. And guess what? We water that thing. But guess what? You're still investing in it. Nothing is free. You get what I'm saying? Am I making any sense? Nothing is free. But what happens when you say, you know what? That's the negative side, because you're still putting the energy to it. You're still putting time into it. What happens when you water, when that positive, when you water the, when you read the word of God and you come like that tree planted by the rivers of water, you know, like it says in Psalm chapter 1, what happens when you, when the word gets in you, when you speak the word and you water that seed, you water that seed, you water that seed. Guess what? We have the word of God. God's blessed us with his word. Guess what? The seed was planted. Someone watered it. And someone is watering it. But the question is, are we going to water and nurture the negative seed or the positive seed? But listen to this. Whatever it is, whichever one it is, guess what? Someone is planting it. Something is planted. Guess what? And something is watering it. Listen, the point is this. Everything is an investment. That's become very, very important that we know the word of God for ourselves, that we speak the word of God over ourselves, that we preach the word of God over ourselves and share the word of God, that we share God's love with everyone. What's going on, Shay? You know, it's very, very important that we do that. Listen, someone planted a seed. Guess what? Nothing comes free. Someone planted it. Someone planted their knowledge. Someone encouraged you. Guess what? Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Everything comes with a cost. There's a price for everything. So you might not recognize it, but that investment came at a price. I think sometimes we don't think about what our parents went through, and sometimes we don't think what our grandparents went through in raising our parents. When my grandfather passed away, my grandmother had 6 daughters that she raised by herself and with God. But it was a community. It wasn't just my grandmother. It was also my great aunts, their sisters, with their sisters and their brothers. They raised my mother and their kids together, pretty much almost like brothers and sisters. It was an investment. It was an investment. Nothing's free. Point is this. Our grandparents, their parents worked. Their parents sweat, do what they had to do for their family with God's grace. You might not recognize it, guys, but that investment that they invested in you and in me came at a cost. And I think when we really begin to think about it, we understand the price and the sacrifice that was made. See, the point is that we have to recognize that nothing is free. And if we understand that, I believe we're going to have a better mindset going forth in life, recognizing and really just being grateful. Really just being grateful for what we have. Am I making any sense tonight? What's up, Dr. T? Dr. T, all quiet tonight. What's up, Shay? Listen to this. I mean, it's true. So my first point, I was saying, listen, stop where you are. Second point, I was saying God made an investment in you. Third point, I was saying your parents, loved ones, or someone made an investment in you. So when someone is investing in you, they're investing not what they have to. Now, it's nice to say as parents that they should invest in their children. But as we know, some people are not able, because mentally, spiritually, psychologically, able to do that. So God has blessed some others to step in to make that investment. The point I'm saying is that nothing in this life is free. Someone paid the price. Someone sacrificed something. Someone made an investment in you. So if we can really get our mindset out of that, I deserve this, rather than just saying, thank you, Lord. Because guess what? Someone paid a price for what you have. Someone gave their lives. If you look around your house to see what you have, guess what? Someone put something together that you have. Someone put those things together. Someone created it. Someone worked somewhere. Point is that nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. A fourth point, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Some of us guys, we are willing to invest in others. We're willing to put our money and our sweat into fueling other people's dreams. How about fueling the dream that God has given you? About fueling your ministry, putting the work and the effort in. Sometimes we just want things just like that. I want it in a snap, and I want it in a blink of an eye. I want what I want then, but we don't want to go through it. We don't want to sacrifice. Guess what? Guys, people are where they are today because they were willing to step out. I know God's talking. I know God's talking to me. How many of you guys are right there and you're saying, Lord, what do I do next? And God's telling you to step out. God's telling you just go ahead and just step out on faith. Go ahead and jump and take that leap and do what I've called you to do. How many of you guys are going through that? How many of you guys God has told you to do that? Invest in yourself. Put that effort, that same effort that you put into other people, put it into yourself. You are what you eat. Spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, financially. You are what you eat spiritually. You are what you eat naturally. Now, I want to be in better shape. Are you eating the same as you've been eating? And if you are, guess what? You're never going to get in shape because you keep on doing what you're doing, getting the same results. If you want something different, you have to do something different. You are what you eat. So nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. If you expect it to be done for you, you are going to miss out on what God has for you. You're going to miss out on what God has for you if you're not willing to put in the work, if you're not willing to put in the effort. This is not one of those feel-good messages, you know, that tickle you and give you goosebumps. This is one of those, like, in your face, understand that nothing in life is free. You got to be willing to do your part. You got to understand that what you have is what you've been given, and it's by the grace of God. It's by the grace of God. Listen, do not place a price on giving your all. Don't place a price on it. And I'm talking about that, guys. Sometimes we sell ourselves short. You know, you are worth the investment. If you use cheap material, guess what? Sometimes the product is going to be cheap. But if you like, if you put your hard earned, you put your sweat, if you put your all into it, and you give your best, and you do your best, at least you could say, I've done my best. And guess what? You will have what you've done. Point I'm saying is, guys, this. Give it your all. Give it your all. Give it your all. Give it 100%. Do your best. Do your best. You know, and try to see the big picture. Try to see the big picture. Give it your all. Give it 100%. Give it 100%. You know, guys, listen, am I making any sense tonight? What's going on, Mom? What's going on? You know, this is a line from this show I was in, this play I was in years ago, Joseph and Mary, the love story. And this line goes like this: anything worth having is worth fighting for. Fight. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. Fight. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. Fight. Nothing. Listen, guys, nothing in this life is free. We've got to be willing to do our part. We've got to understand and recognize that it's only by God's grace that we are where we are right now. Then I wanted to encourage you, don't compare yourself to others. That's the trap. The trap is comparing yourself to others. Because guess what? No matter what, you're going to be who you're going to be. you're never going to be that other person. I can't be Dr. T. You know, Dr. T is Dr. T. You know, I can't write like Dr. T, but I can write like I can write. Guys, listen, when you compare, that's where we mess up. That's where we mess up. Do the best that you can do where you are at that point in that season in your life. See, you're up, I might be down when you're up. I might be up when you're down. Wherever you are, give 100% of where you are at that point. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. You know, I want to have that anointing like Miles Monroe, Pastor Miles Monroe. I want to have that anointing like Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know, that's good. You know, I want to sing like this person. I want to sing like that person. I want to write like this person. But guess what? Are you willing to go through what that person has gone through to get to where they are? You know, what's going on, Kathy? Welcome back, Kathy. I hope you had a great vacation. We're talking about tonight's message is this. Nothing in this life is free. First point, I was saying stop where you are. Look around and think about what God has blessed you with. And just think. You know, second point, God made an investment in you. Third point, your parents, loved ones, someone made an investment in you. Fourth point that I'm on right now is this, invest in yourself. Nothing is free. So if you're looking at people and you're saying, I want to be like that person, are you willing to pay the price to do what it is that they're doing at the caliber that they're doing, what they're doing? Listen, what God has blessed you with, God has blessed you with. What God has blessed and has given you is what he's blessed and given you. Do the best that you can do in the season that you are in, where you are at that time. I'm glad you deserve that, Kathy. You deserve that. Listen, don't compare. Listen, rejoice. I'm rejoicing with Kathy. She had an opportunity to go on her vacation. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, guys, that whole thing about nothing in this life is free. You're sacrificing not to be like someone else. You're sacrificing to be the best you and to do what God has called you to do. Not sacrificing to be, I want to preach like T.D. Jakes, so I'm going to put myself through all these different things, So it's about you doing what you're doing and being the best you that you can be and being open and willing for God to use you. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. Whatever it is that God wants you to go through, you go through it so he can bless someone else. You go through it so he can reach out and touch someone else. So you can perhaps tell someone, look, I went through this. This can help you. Nothing is free. And Jesus paid the ultimate price. Jesus paid it all. You know, this is my last point tonight. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. Remember, before I even go on, don't compare. That's the trap. Do you? Dr. Terrell says this. Everyone's story is worth telling. The stories are different, but God's grace is the common denominator in all our stories. God gives us the story uniquely crafted for us so that our testimonies will tell a unique story. All right. Because guess what? Thank you for that sharing that word, Dr. Terrell. Dr. Terrell might share something differently from a different angle. And it might reach me. It might reach somebody else. It might reach Kathy. It might reach Tamisha. What's up, Tamisha? You know, I love that, Dr. Terrell. God gives us a story uniquely crafted for us so that our testimonies will tell a unique story. And you're going to touch someone. You're going to reach someone. Tonight, Tamisha, we're talking about nothing in this life is free. You know, I tell people, first point, basically stop where you are. Do some self-reflection. Look around what God has blessed you with. God made an investment in you. Your parents, loved ones, someone made an investment in you. Invest in yourself. Last but not least, nothing in this life is free. nothing in this life is free. You know, guys, sometimes we get what we have because we haven't been willing to pour out and do what God has called us to do. And that whole thing about stepping out, I think about Tamisha, and when I had Tamisha on earlier this year, and Tamisha was sharing one Thursday night about her ministry and how she got started. And you look now, you know, girls selling everything. You know, God's beautiful girls are doing everything. It's like just growing, growing, growing. And she's celebrated 1 year anniversary already. Congratulations. And God bless you, Tamisha. Guess what? You know, it didn't come free. There's a price. There's some things that you had to be willing to step out there and trust God. You had to step out there. You had to do the thing. You had to be willing to do the thing. And you did it. Nothing in this life is free. Are we willing to invest in ourselves? Are we willing to invest in the vision that God has given us? I remember I was talking about earlier about how we talk about what has God placed in your hands? What has God given you? And then when you think about it, it's like, man, what has God given me? What is in your hands? Some of you guys are like, I don't want to go back to work. Some of you guys, God told you to write your book. Open up your office over here. Do this in the community. Plan for this. Nothing comes free. You got to be willing to do the work. You got to be willing to trust God. But nothing in this life is free. There's a price for everything. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing. And sometimes, guys, we think that we're getting by, we're getting through. But guess what? When we sin and do things like that, it still comes at a cost. Whether it's your relationship with God, whether it's delaying what God wants to do in your life, in your season, because you haven't passed that test. No, listen, there's a price for everything. Nothing in this life is free. And see, the trick of the devil is that let me keep on sinning, let me keep on doing these different things, and I'll get through. But the truth is, the matter is this, nothing in this life is free. And so there's a price for everything, for the good, for the bad. There's a price for everything. Tamisha says, wasted time is the most costly of all. Yeah. It's like, do we want to go around? Thank you, Tamisha. Do we want to keep on going around the circle? You got me going in circles. Do we want to keep on going around in circles? No. Wasted time is the most costly. And spending time comparing yourself to other people and saying, I wish I had what they had. No, I want what God has for me. And God says this, don't look at the person, other people, what they're doing. Trust me. Trust me. God says, trust me. Because guess what, guys? This season is right in front of us. The season is in front of me, is in front of you. Are we willing to trust God? Release the faith. Let go of the fear. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Don't waste the time. Do what God has called you to do. Nothing in this life is free. There's a price for everything. So if you're waiting, guess what? You're paying the price. Do we want to miss what God is doing in this season? No. I believe this is a really unique season. People are just jumping out there. I'm seeing people who are thriving. We've talked about this months ago, even earlier this year. People thriving in the midst of what has been a pandemic. People making the most money they've ever made in the midst of a pandemic. Nothing in this life is free. Are you willing to put the sweat and sow and water the seeds that are positive, the seeds that, you know, being obedient, you know, doing what God has called you to do? Listen, one thing I want to encourage you tonight about this, and I just want to read this. I saw this. I said, I got to read this. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I can just hear the clock sisters singing that right now. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. more. Nothing in his life is free, but thank God that Jesus never changes. Thank God that his word never changes. Thank God that although things around us might change, God's word never changes. Jesus never changes. In the midst of everything we're going through, he still gave his life for you while we are yet still sinners. Romans 5:8. Thank God that he never changed. He never changes. Jesus the same yesterday and forevermore. If he loved you yesterday, he loved you today, he will forever love you. The question is, are you going to receive him? Are you going to receive the price? Are you going to receive what he paid for your life? Are you going to receive his love? He gave his life for you. Are you going to receive it? It wasn't free. He gave. Are you going to receive salvation? It's free. One thing I say, Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to be saved. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God in the midst of things that are changing, he never changes. Nothing in this life is free. He paid the ultimate price. And guess what? And this stands confirmed. In the word, it stands confirmed. Jesus paid the price for you and for me. He gave his life. And thank God he never changes. We might change. We might be fickle. We might change to our minds tomorrow. But he never changes. We might say, I don't want to pay that price. Listen, he paid the price, period. Exclamation point. There's nothing we can do to change about it. He paid the price. The question is, are we willing to receive his love? But I just want you to understand tonight, nothing is free. There's a price for everything. Something happen. And guess what? When we sin and when we do that, guess what? The price. He paid the price on the cross. Do we take God's grace and his mercy for granted? No. Listen to this, guys. Use wisdom. You've got to use wisdom. You know, James chapter 1, verse 19 to 22 says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do what it says. Nothing in this life is free, guys. We've got to be willing to do what God is telling us to do, what he tells us to do in his word. We have to use some wisdom, how we react to people. Listen, how we treat people. Listen, what you sow, you reap. You know, sometimes we want grace, we want to give people grace. Sometimes we want to hear, but we don't want to listen. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Listen, understand, nothing in this life is free. Are we willing to do what God has called us to do? Are we willing to do his word? Are we willing to live his word? You know, are we willing to share his word? Are we willing to share what God has placed in us? Listen, what we have, what we're sharing, it doesn't belong to us. It all belongs to God, because guess what? At the end of the day, when it's our time to go, what we have, what you have, someone's going to take it. Someone's going to take what you've worked hard for. Someone's going to take what you've sacrificed to have and use it. Nothing in this life is free. Even salvation is not free. Let's stop acting as if we deserve it. We have what we have because God has blessed us. He's blessed us. He's blessed us with what we have. But nothing in his life is free. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. In his life is free. We've got to be willing to work. You know, it's not enough to say, oh, I want what this person has. But are you willing to do what that person did? Are you willing to work? Are you willing to cry? Are you willing to be by yourself? Yes, Tamisha. Tamisha says, we were bought at a high price. Yes, a high price. Nothing is free. Nothing. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 through 38. Then he said to his disciples, talking about Jesus, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Nothing in this life is free. Nothing is free. What God has blessed you with, he's blessed you with to share, to touch someone's life, to encourage someone who might be feeling down, to encourage someone who might be willing to say, I'm ready to kill myself, to encourage someone who might be saying, you know what, I'm done trying. Guess what? We've gone through to bless someone else. And what you have really does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. And Jesus paid the ultimate price. Listen, guys, nothing is free. Jesus paid it all. Don't complain. Don't complain. But praise God for what you have. Praise God for blessing you. Then ask God to help you to be a blessing to someone else. You know, Dr. Terrell says this, I believe God is displeased with a sense of entitlement. Yeah. Acting as if we should get all we have, dishonor the truth that everything we have is given to us by God's grace. Tamisha, we often showcase the mountaintop and the success, but not the pain of the valley. So people think getting to the mountaintop is easy. Yeah. And then they act like, you know, I deserve this. No. There's a price that was paid. Nothing is free. When you guys think about it, nothing. What you have, if you have somebody, your parents or a loved one, you know, that was passed down to you, guess what? They paid a price for it. And guess what? You take care of the thing that God's blessed you with. You try to be a good steward. Guess what? You're still putting the effort towards it. Nothing in this life is free. There's a cost for everything. And Jesus paid the price. So if you don't know God for yourself, and perhaps you might be going through, you might be saying, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. I just want to encourage you to know, not to give up, because God loves you. And Jesus paid the price for you. You can do what God has called you to do. Just stop where you are. Think about it. Think about what he's blessed you with. Look around you. Remember that God made an investment in you. Your parents, loved ones, guardians, someone made an investment in you. Invest in yourself. And just remember that nothing in this life is free. Do what God has called you to do with all humility. And if you're struggling, to say, Lord, please help me. If you want to know Jesus, to say, Jesus, please come to my heart. I'm going to say, God bless you. Ask the Lord to come into your heart, to sup with you, for his spirit to lead and guide you. And ask him to be Lord of your life. Listen, guys, this season that we're in, this can be a great season. It's going to be a season where we will see miracles. I want us to realize, not to think that, or to become, as Dr. T said, entitled. But like, we should have this. You know, that we're supposed to have this. Listen, what we have is back. It's because of the grace of God. So understand, guys, just as quickly as you have it, as quickly as you can lose it. We have what we have because God's blessed us with this. Dr. Terrell says this, similarly, when we have trials, God allows us to go through those things to remind us that God can remind us that only he can deliver us from the evils we face. No trial is greater than God. He's reminding us that our trials pale in comparison to Christ's sacrifice. Praise God, Dr. T. Thank you for sharing that. That's right. Just think about it, guys. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, God loves you. Nothing in his life is free. Don't take it for granted. Don't walk around privileged or feeling like you're privileged or you're entitled. What you have is because God's blessed you with. But Jesus paid the ultimate price. And we have this opportunity to step out on faith and do what God has called us to do. Dr. Perez says, please pray for me as I go to retrieve the results of two cancer screens tomorrow. God is in control. I am not worried. He has already worked it out. Okay, we'll do. Lord, we just pray right now that you'll be with Dr. Terrell. Please give him your peace, Lord God, in this situation that he's going through. We pray, Father God, for a favorable outcome. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of everything. Yes, you are. And we touch and agree with him and pray, God, your peace over him to keep him. In Jesus' name, amen. Be encouraged, Dr. T. And I pray for those who are mourning, those who are grieving, going through losses and things like that. Be encouraged and understand God has a purpose in store for you for your life. But make sure you guard your heart. Make sure you understand that nothing in this life is free. Don't take anything for granted. Don't act as if you're privileged or you are entitled. Know that you have what you have for a purpose and because of God's grace and mercy. But Jesus paid the ultimate price. Nothing in his life is free. I just want to encourage you guys to be encouraged. Please pray for me because I'm beginning to step out in some different areas and I'm trusting God. And I'm excited. And we're gonna see what happens. You know, I'm trusting, I'm believing, I have faith, I'm doing what I feel like God's called me to do. So it's very, very important when you're moving that you move with the Holy Spirit. When he tells you to stop, you stop. When you go, when he tells you to go, you go. Make sure it's very, very important that you're following his lead, that you're not just jumping out there and know the season that you're in. I just encourage you guys. I want to encourage you. Be encouraged. Please continue to keep our mother in your prayers, Lord's in prayers. Please pray for one of my cousins. She's going through some things right now. If I can give a name, just keep her in prayer. Just ask, pray for my family member. And I pray God will bless you, each and everyone. Thank you for coming through. Even if you came through for a minute, your presence here tonight is and has been a blessing. God bless you, each and everyone, you in your ministries. We're praying with you, Dr. Terrell, again. Be encouraged, okay? Much love to each and every one of you. And God bless you with the endeavors that God has placed and has given you. And just know, God will raise you up. Be humble. Be humble and watch what God is going to do in your life. But understand, nothing in this life is free. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Tamisha. Appreciate you. You know, my prayer is that someone is touched by something said tonight. And share tonight. Listen, guys, I need you. You need me. We need each other. It's about encouraging one another. If you don't mind, please share this on your pages. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday. Be encouraged, and I'll talk with you guys later. God bless. Oh.